亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安，耶稣基督祝福你们。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我很高兴有机会跟你们分享一下。
Today I'm so happy to have an opportunity to share with you for a moment.
我要告诉你们为什么我妈妈是最好的妈妈。
I want to tell you why my mama, perhaps like your own mother, is the best.
我妈妈的家庭很大。
My mother's family is very large.
她是老二。
She is the second child.
她有一个姐姐。
She has one older sister.
四个妹妹。
Four younger sisters.
还有六个弟弟。
And six younger brothers.
真的很大。
Really a big family.
他要读书的时候，并不能上课。
When she was going to study, she was really unable to attend school.
他必须帮他的妈妈照顾小孩子。
Instead, she needed to stay at home and help her mother take care of the other children.
虽然我妈妈的教育不多，可是她的爱心很丰富。
Wow. Although my mother's education is not much, her love is great.
不但她爱我，我弟弟跟我妹妹。
Not only does she love me and my brother and my little sister,
可是妈妈的兄弟姐妹的孩子她也都爱。
She also loves all of her nieces and nephews.
我妈妈认为他们都是她自己的孩子。
It's as if all those many, many nieces and nephews are her own children.
而且我的朋友她也爱。
Not only that, she also loves all of my friends.
妈妈认为我的朋友也是她的孩子。
It's as if also my own friends are my mother's children.
很可惜今天不是父母节。
But unfortunate, today is not also Mother and Father's Day.
因为我的爸爸也非常好。
Because my father is also great.
可是我不能告诉你们。
But today I'll spare you from telling you about my father.
正巧这个礼拜，父母从荷兰坐飞机到美国来。
It's wonderful that this week my parents will actually be flying from Holland here to America.
所以我希望下个礼拜天可以给你们介绍。世界上最好的父母。
So I look forward and hope that next week I'll have an opportunity to introduce you to the world's greatest parent.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢 testimony. The next verse we're going to read together is Deuteronomy.Can we please turn to Deuteronomy together?
接下来我们会读一段经文，是从《生命记》
Chapter 11, verse 9 through 21.
是十一章，不是打的十一章，是十一章第九到二十一节。
Sorry. Chapter 11, verse 9 through 21.
是十一章九到二十一节。
Would sister please read it together with me? Let us all pay attention to the word of God, which is the promise of God with warning and instruction.
这位是有姐妹来念，这边是讲到神的应许跟一些警告跟教导。
So if we're ready, let's read together. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 9 through 21.And so that you may live long in the land that the Lord swore to your forefather to give to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. The land you are entering to take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come, where you planted your seeds and irrigated by the flood as in a vegetable garden. But the land you are crossing to Jordan to take possession of it is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. The eyes of the Lord your God are continually on it from the beginning of the year to its end. So if you faithfully obey the commands I'm giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and oil. I will provide grass in the field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. The Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix this word of mine in your heart and mind. Tie them as symbol on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frame of your houses and your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give your forefather, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. Let us read one more time verse 18 and verse 19 together.
让我们一起读18、19节，再读一遍。
Fix these words of mine in your heart and mind. Tie them as symbol on your hand and bind them on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lay down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gate. Amen. Video presentation. It's a collection of all the moms. Sorry, I need to speak Chinese, English. I'm sorry. The next, we have a very special presentation from the collection of moms, taped it down in the videotape for everybody to enjoy. Thank you, little children. We're so glad by your willingness to be trained and equipped in the Lord.
谢谢小孩子们，你们如此愿意受教，能够训练成为神的军队。
Just like what your song say, may you continue to shine forth for the Lord.
就像诗歌所说的，你们要继续为主能够发光。
And that will be the biggest blessing that you could possibly bestow upon your parents.
这就是你最可能的，能够让你父母喜悦。
And the following, we're going to have Sister Ling to come forward to share some words of encouragement.
林姐妹，她有一些美丽的话跟小朋友，可不可以请林姐妹到前面来？
Greetings, Mom.
May God bless you. Every mom, every grandparent. At first, I wasn't going to come forward to share, but this morning I was deeply touched by the Word of God and it's the encouragement that it gave me. I'm very thankful that the Lord allowed me the opportunity to be a mom. And to be a grandma. So I will know His love more.
也让我觉得我需要更多的爱神，更多认识神。
And I realize I need the Lord's love more, to know His love more.
我今天所想到的是有一个人，大家都知道，就是提摩太。
Today we have a person named Timothy in the Bible.
他生长在一个父亲没有信主。
He had grown up in a family where his father is not a Christian.
他的外婆和他的妈妈是有无为的信心的。
Yet his grandma and his mother has great faith in the Lord.
这是使徒行传十六章第一节就讲出他生长的背景。
And it's recorded in the Acts chapter 1, chapter 16, verse 1.
然后到了提摩太后书第二章，我念就好了。
And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
第三节第一章的提摩太后书第一章第三节第四节是讲到保罗对他的关心。
I'm sorry, it's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
第五节就是我今天的主要想要分享的。
And main verse is on number 5.
他说想到你心里无为之信。这信是先在你外祖母挪移和你的母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice and、oh, sorry.
我不知道他这个、他的外祖母和他的妈妈是在妈妈还没有嫁给爸爸之前信就已经信主呢，还是结了婚以后，他的妈妈跟爸爸结了婚以后他才信主，我不知道。
I'm not quite sure the timing of when the grandma and the mother come to know the Lord.
但是我可以想见，你们也可以知道，一个这样的家庭是不容易的，尤其有了孩子以后。
But I know that it is very challenging to have such a family.
因为外婆还有妈妈有一个无为的信心。
Because the mother and the grandmother have a sincere faith.
可是，这个爸爸当爸爸的，他理当应该是在这个家庭里头属灵的头。
But the father in the position of the head of the household.
但是他还没有信
Yet has not believed.
至少在保罗写书的时候，提摩太已经是侍奉神的人了，但是他说他没有提到他的爸爸，所以他的爸爸那时候可能也还没有信。
At least it's at during the time of this book was written.
如果我讲错的话，请原谅，因为我没有仔细去查这个历史。
I'm not quite sure about that.
只是我就觉得这个妈妈，这个有灵机是很不容易的。太太和妈妈。
However, I feel like this mother is very, very special.
她要做一个好妻子，她也要做一个好妈妈。
To be a good wife and also a good mother.
我相信她有一个美好的见证。
I'm sure that she has very good testimony.
如果她常常跟她的不幸的丈夫吵架的话，我相信她儿子不会信主。
If she has many arguments with her unbelieving husband, her children would be hard to come to the Lord.
如果她不是一个坚持她的信心，把信心活在她的生活中的话，她的儿子也不会有一天羡慕要侍奉主。
If she does not have a living, working faith, her boy will not have such a desire to come to know the Lord.
而且我知道这个有年纪的妈妈一定也是一个很好的主母。
And I believe that the grandmom is also a very good.
她不会让她的孩子觉得她的爸爸不信主是有一种心态，觉得要就是有点轻视或者是。对他的爸爸不尊重，如果他爸爸还在世的话。
She will not allow the children to show any disrespectfulness towards the father just because of he's not yet in the Lord.
所以我觉得这两代的母亲。
So there's two generations of mothers.
能够孕育出一个 爱主侍奉主的青年下一代。
To nurture such one like Timothy.
我觉得是有神很大的恩典。
And it's full of God's blessing.
而且他们的信心是真的活在他们的生活中。
And their faith must be living and displayed thoroughly in their daily living.
这就是感动我的事情。
That's what touches my heart.
也是我今天想要拿出来跟我的姊妹们彼此鼓励的事情。
And that's what I would like to share with all my sisters as well today.
像今天我们的诗班所唱的第一个爱是永不止息。
Just like the song that we just heard, love is never end.
先是啊，第一句话是爱是我一下讲不出来了，
也很久
忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is everlasting and full of grace.
从这里开始，中间有很多的羞耻啊，什么自夸呀、啊、什么，经过一些一个考验，有考验的事情。
Through the time of trial.
但是最后一句话是爱是永不止息。
But it still ends on the note, love never ends.
我们知道这只有在主耶稣里有这种爱。
We know that only we can only enjoy that kind of love in the Lord.
但是当我做母亲的时候，我羡慕这个爱。
But as a mother, I desire for such a love.
我相信我们的每一个妈妈都有这样的心，愿意做一个这么样爱的一个母亲。
And I know that all the mothers here feel the same way.
只有主耶稣能够在我们的里面帮助我们。
Only the Lord Jesus can help us within us.
所以当我想到这对母女这样子培养出提摩太的时候。
Every time I thought about the Timothy's passage,
我非常的相信他们有许多的眼泪和祷告。
I truly believe they're full of tears and full of prayers.
有很多的祷告是带着眼泪。
And many prayers are full, prayed with tears.
陪着提摩太成长。
Growing, accompany Timothy.
这也是我们今天的时代。
This is our generation.
我们真的是。我们做妈妈的要坚持做一个为孩子祷告的守望者。
Mother has to be the one who keeping up with the prayers.
而且是要做一个不灰心的祷告者。
And never give up.
要像今天所唱的诗歌一样，凡事相信，凡事忍耐，凡事有盼望。
Just like what we just saw today, full of endurance, full of hope.
即便我们的孩子，我知道教会的孩子都是乖乖牌，但是他们还是罪人，他们还是有走迷路的时候。
Even our children in the church are so lovely, but yet they're still sinners.
有受迷惑的时候。
There's time that they will be tempted.
有经过试探的时候。
They will be tested.
有时候是有软弱跌倒的时候。
They will be weak.
我们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们才刚刚听完的信息，主耶稣爱我们有一个爱到底的爱。
The love of the Lord is never end.
我求主耶稣帮助我们做妈妈的。
I pray that the Lord will help all the moms.
即便所有人都对你的孩子失望的时候。
When people around you are giving up on your kids.
我们仍然不要对我们的孩子失望。
Do not give up on your kids.
我甚至觉得我们做祖母的人。
Especially for the grandparents.
从你开始看望你的可爱的小孙女、小孙子的时候
，From the moment that you saw your grandchildren，
你不但要感谢神的恩典
，Not only to give thanks to the grace of God，
但愿我们的爱也延伸到第三代
，And may the love also extended to the third generation。
我们的祷告也延伸到我们的第三代。
May our prayer extend to the third generation.
愿神的祝福。
May God's blessing.
借着做祖父母的延伸到我们的孙辈。
Through the grandparents will extend to the third generation.
即便我们的家中，我们的如果还有我们的丈夫还没有信主的话。
Even in that difficult situation where our husband has not believed.
我们的祷告还是可以达到神的宝座前。
Our prayers can still be heard.
神还是可以借着我们的祷告，使我们的下一代，使我们的再下一代得到神的祝福。
the Lord still be able to bless our children and our children's children.
为着在座的每一个年轻的孩子们。
To all the young ones.
我也有几句话。
I also have some words of encouragement.
啊，箴言里面讲到很多。
Timothy,
Proverbs says, 比方说，我念给你们听就好了。在箴言的第一章一开始，
Proverbs chapter 1 in the beginning,
的第八节
，verse 8。
第七节是我们大家都知道，我们可以顺便念一下。
7 is a very familiar verse. Let's read it together from verse 7.
他说：“敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧的训诲。”
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline.
我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
There will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck.
还有很多的教训我，但是我不念，我跳到23章。
There's many good teaching, but let's skip to chapter 23.
22节。
Verse
22. 你要听从生你的父亲。你母亲老了，也不可藐视她。
Verse 22. Okay, go ahead.
好，你当然后二十，
Listen to your father who gave your life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
25节。
Verse 25.
你要使父母欢喜，使生命的快乐。
May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice.
26节，我儿。
Verse 26, my son.
要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Give me your heart and let your eyes kept to my way.
当然，这些话不是只有对你们年轻人说的。
I know these are not words strictly for the young ones.
对我们每一个人在神的面前都是小孩子。
Because we are all God's children.
但是他特别讲到这个孩子跟母亲的跟父母的关系的时候，我是在这里勉励，也是就是提醒我们的年轻的下一代。
But I'd like to use these words to encourage you to remind the next generation.
他特别讲到，他还有别的地方讲到说，智慧的孩子都是会让他的父亲高兴，让他的母亲快乐。
In many places here, the Bible says the children will give joy to the parents.
刚才有一个姊妹在讲的时候，在这个讲的时候讲到说，如果你非常的敬畏神，意思是这样子，那我的心也很快乐。
And just like our sister just shared earlier, if your heart will worship the Lord, it will bless the mother's heart as well.
我相信所有敬畏神、爱神的母亲。
I believe that all the God-fearing mother,
她内心最大的盼望。
The greatest hope in her.
不是希望她的孩子有一天赚很多钱给她享受。
Not necessarily to have her kids go out and earn a whole bunch of money.
乃是盼望她的孩子。
But to see her child.
能够以敬畏神的心来过世上的日子。
To worship the Lord, to live on this earth in a God-fearing way.
胜过任何一个你能给妈妈的最宝贵的礼物。
Better than any other gift that you can possibly give to your mom.
这是妈妈们的祷告。
This is the prayers of the mom.
愿你有一个敬畏神的心在神面前。
May you have a God-fearing heart before the Lord.
有一个敬畏神得从神得智慧。
May you continue to receive wisdom from the Lord.
在这世上过荣耀神的日子。
Continue to live unto Him.
我的话到这里，愿天下所有的母亲在你的祷告中与神更靠近。
May all the mom will continue to have close fellowship in the prayer with the Lord.
更能够成为你的孩子、你的孙辈的祝福的管道。
It becomes a channel of blessing for your children and your children's children.
谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you. 好 ，OK， 谢。Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
I had a great fortune to be with my mother the last couple weeks.
我很有幸前面几个礼拜跟我妈妈在一起。
The reason I went to LA is double-fold.
我去 LA 有洛杉矶有两个原因。
One is to attend Erica's graduation.
一方面 ，Erica 她毕业。
Finally.
终于。
And it's spend some time with my mother.
然后呢，也是跟我母亲在一起。
While I was there, I lived like a nomad.
我在那里好像游牧民族一样。
I live at my mother's.
我在我妈妈家。
Move to Erica's house.
到 Erica 的房子。
Move back to my mother.
又回到我妈妈家。
Move back to Erica.
又到 Erica 那里。
In 10 days, I moved around a lot.
十天内我搬来搬去。
And I remember, on a Saturday after her graduation, we were eating lunch dinner with some friends.
我记得礼拜六在毕业典礼之后，我们和朋友一起吃晚饭。
They just out of the blue asked, "Where are you going tonight?"
突然他们问，今晚你去哪里呢？
And I said, I'm going home.
我说我回家。
Now realizing, I'm really just meaning I'm going to my mother's.
我是说我回到我母亲家。
My house is thousands of miles from her house.
那我的家跟她家隔了千里。
But I still see her house as my home.
但我还是觉得她的家就是我的家。
Even though some of you know my mother.
虽然你们有些人认得我妈妈
She's very strong, opinionated.
她是很有主见的
Drives me crazy all the time.
常常让我很过不去
But her house is still my home.
但是她的家仍然是我的家
I never lived there any extensive time than, you know, few days at a time, maybe 2 weeks.
我在那里住基本上就是最多就是几天最长就是大概两个礼拜
I just hope that my children will see my house as their home forever.
那我也盼望我的孩子，他们把我的家一直当成他们的家。
Today I want to share something that the children have been learning in children worship.
那我今天要分享的是小孩子在他们崇拜所学的功课。
We've been studying the story of Esther.
我们是一直在学以斯帖记。
Esther is a wonderful book.
以斯帖是一本很美妙的书。
I recommend all the moms read that.
我建议所有的母亲来读这本书。
Because we all want an Esther in our as our children.
因为我们都希望我们的孩子像以斯帖一样。
Beautiful on the outside.
在外面美丽。
And beautiful in the inside.
在里面更是美丽。
Throughout Esther,
在以斯帖记里面
there's many, many biblical virtues.
有许多圣经的美德。
I wish as parents we can remember these virtues.
我盼望作为父母我们能记得这些的美德。
To bless our children with these virtues.
那用这些美德来祝福我们的孩子。
The first I thought about is respect.
那头一个我想说的是尊重。
Esther not only respects herself.
以斯帖不但尊重她自己。
She didn't see herself as a slave.
她没有把她自己看成是一个奴隶。
She bravely went into the palace.
她勇敢地进入了王宫。
She respects others.
她也尊重别人。
Those who were around her can tell.
那些在她周围的人能够看得出来。
And most of all, she respects authority.
更重要的是她尊重权柄。
And the second one is contentment.
第二个就是满足。
When she was getting ready to see the king,
知足，当她要去看见王的时候，
she was allowed to take anything with her and everything.
她当时可以是拿任何的东西。
She just took the most simple thing that was recommended by the eunuch.
那她只是选了最简单的，就是那个太监推荐的。
And the third is prayerfulness.
第三个就是有一个祷告的心。
When trouble comes,
当难处来的时候，
she knows what to do.
她知道怎么样面对。
She prayed.
她祷告。
She asked everyone to pray for her.
她叫周围的人为她祷告。
And that was written in chapter 4.
那是在第四章。
In chapter 5, we saw her courage.
第五章我们看见她的勇气。
She didn't see her own life before her God.
她没有把她的性命摆在她神的前面。
She was courageous enough to go before the king.
她有勇气到王面前去。
And I hope our children have the courage to stand firm on their faith.
那我盼望我们的孩子他们能够在信心上能够站立得稳。
And later on we saw humility.
那第五后来我们看见就是谦卑。
She didn't see herself as a queen.
她没有看自己是王后。
She is a queen.
她是一个王后。
She has authority.
她有权柄的。
She has power.
她有能力的。
But she saw herself as a Jew also.
但是她看自己是一个犹太人。
At the same time, she has compassion.
然后她有一个有一个怜悯的心。
Even though she is a queen,
虽然她是一个王后，
she empathized with her people.
她与她的她本族的人与他们同表同情。
She wants to help them.
她要帮助他们。
And out of all this,
在这一切之外，
the book of Esther didn't mention anything about God.
以斯帖记没有一次提到神。
But we know she has faith.
但是我们知道信心在她里面。
That is the driving force for her.
那是让她往前的原因。
And that's what we will want our children to have faith.
我们希望我们的儿女也能这样有信心。
And most of all, we pray for salvation.
更重要的是我们为他们的救恩祷告。
Because without salvation, there's none other before them.
因为没有救恩的话，其他都没有。
And these are the 8 things I wish we as parents will continue to pray for our children.
这一些是我希望我们的父母继续为孩子祷告。
Esther is a wonderful person.
以斯帖是一个非常美好的一个人物。
She has thoroughly know who God is.
她完全知道神是谁。
She's beautiful on the outside.
她在外表美丽。
And she's even more beautiful in the inside.
但是在她内心更是美丽。
May God bless His word.
愿神祝福她的话。
Fine heart and very detailed. Pay attention to details.
姐妹们通常都有一个细微的心，她们比较知道那些细节的事。
I finally realized why God made us this way.
我现在发现为什么神如此造我。
It's not so that we will worry.
这不是说我们需要担忧。
It's not that we could nagging our kids day and night.
不是说我们要子女们要求他们是如何。
It's not that we can complain to our husbands all the time.
或者是我们跟丈夫一直的抱怨。
But through these sensitive hearts,
而因着这敏感的心,
we could pray to the Lord. Lord, prompt us and force us to come before His feet. And the most powerful prayer that I discover is to pray through the Word of God. God has promised us so much blessing. All we have to do is take those blessings and take it to the throne of grace. For our kids. Following, we're going to have a special presentation.
接下来我们一个,
video presentation. It may be the result of all the mother's prayers. Enjoy.
Children obey their parents and their positions
right. Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! Happy Mother's Day! Happy
Happy Mother's Day. I wish I could be with you in Kansas City today, but I wanted to tell you how much I love you, and thank you so much for always encouraging me and reminding me that I must trust in Christ because, well, since you may have a week. And also remember when I was 3 years old and we were at Oscar and Drag around Christmas time, and you saw a crate full of teddy bears and really wanted to get me one because you thought they were very cute. So here is my beloved Lady Gary Beaver, and you are also like to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. I'm sure you're thinking, 我们家的小孩子永远不会长大, but you can keep on praying. Anyhow, thank you so much for working so hard for our family and my mom.
Hi, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day. This year being my first year away from home, I treasure my 18 years with you a lot more now. And I heard from Amber and Jeff that I've been stressing you out a lot this past year. And I'm sorry. I just try to take care of myself, so that's one less thing you have to worry about. But I realize how much I really do need my mommy. So don't worry. I'll be going. The love that you have shown in your family is producing fruit far beyond any ever I can see. God has blessed the work of your hands. Thank you for being faithful to the gospel. I love you very, very much. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Right now, because all my roommates are sleeping and it's almost 2 a.m. The rule is that we have to finish the video today, and then they let me the DVD. I don't even know if it's too late. But I've been stressing about how to give you the perfect message to the past 2 and a half weeks. I've been thinking of the Mother's Day, and of course, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a so grateful and so thankful for you. And I wish I could be there with you to celebrate Mother's Day. But I'm done with my life. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mommy. 虽然那个时候都不能动身，可是我会在你地方祝福你，然后我希望你每天都可以健康平安快乐，然后希望你和妈妈在那边都很开心，然后我会继续努力，不要很失望，对吧？然后爱你，妈妈，对啊，再见，拜拜。
Hi Mom, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there to celebrate Mother's Day with you. You're such an important person to me. I really want to thank you for your reasons for regards to studying abroad. And I know what a big sacrifice you and Dad are making in order that I can come here and that I can be there. And I just want to say that you really are a strong person. It's an easy thing to say, but I really feel that it's true. So, I want to dedicate this song to you. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, Mommy. Happy Mother's Day. I really miss you a lot, and I can't wait to see you again. I don't know how you do it, but you really make raising 5 kids look really easy, and somehow each and every one of us feel just as loved and so special, and like we always have your undivided attention, and I'm just really grateful for that. I just wanted to let you know that I felt most blessed by you, especially while I've been here at college. I know I call home a lot to complain about my problems or when I'm just sick or, you know, I need money or something, but I always know that you drop everything just to, you know, answer my calls, and for that I'm just so thankful, and I just wanted to thank you for just your listening ears and for your words of encouragement and your words of wisdom, and most of all, just for your prayers. I look up to you so much, probably more than you ever could imagine, and I just wanted to thank you for everything, and I hope you're blessed this Mother's Day. I love you so much. Bye.
Hi, Mama. 母亲节快乐！我们谢谢你。
很高兴你可以跟我们在家做。对不起，我们爱你。Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I'd like to dedicate a passage to you. It is Proverbs 31, verse 25 to 30. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Whenever I hear this passage, I always think of you. I know I don't say this enough, but please know that I am truly thankful for you and for the example that you set for me. Thank you for the sacrifices you made for me and Dad. And most of all, thank you for always putting our wants and needs before yours. You are my example of a loving, faithful, and selfless mom. I think one of the things I love most about you is that you always do everything with a joyful heart. You never ask for anything in return or any reward or praise, because you know that your reward is in heaven. That's something that you've always been teaching me by example, and it's something that I will take with me wherever I go. So thank you, Mom, for everything. You are always beautiful to me. I love you with all my heart, and I miss you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. natural for you. And when you awake, they will talk with you.
And I would like to go ahead and give Lord a round of applause for what he has done and all the answers that he has all the prayers that he has answered. I think the greatest praise that God has ever bestowed upon the woman is recorded in Luke 1:28-45. If we could turn to this verse, because of the time, I would just like to read verse 35-38. Angel had come to praise Mary, and this is the passage concerning that praise. The verse started with verse 28 started with greeting, you who are highly favored.
这边讲的是你是被所喜悦的。
Well, because of the time, maybe Robert and I would just read it for everybody. I will read it in English and he will read it in Chinese. The angel went to her and said, "Greeting, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." 28. 1. Mary was greatly troubled at this word and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin? The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
天使回答说，圣灵要降临到你身上，至高者的能力要应许你，因为因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。Even
Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who has said to be barren is in her sixth month.
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力。
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女。
May it be to me as you have said.
请愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Spiritually speaking today,
在属灵上来说,
right here among us, we actually have many Marys.
在我们当中，我们有许多玛利亚。
Because many have found favor in God's eyes.
因为我们在神面前都是蒙恩的。
Not because we can.
不是说我们能够。
But we're willing.
是我们情愿。
Well, we're having a virgin heart.
我们有一个就像这处女的心
pure to the Lord.
我们在神面前是纯洁
and with the power of the Holy Spirit
在生命的能力之下
the life of Christ will be brought forth.
对神的生命将会产生
because nothing is impossible with God.
因为没有一件事情在神不能成就
I'm talking specially for a group of people will be sent out this summer in the mission trip.
我在这边特别是提到 我们在暑假从我们当中要拆解出去做宣道
I will turn the time to Robert and he will introduce various groups of mission teams that will be sent from the church.
我们会把这几组的出去宣道的跟大家介绍一下
and we would like to bless them.
我们要帮他们祝福 第一组是这个月份就要出去的 是在这附近在Lawrence 北边大概12迈的地方有一个叫做 Alpha Christian Children Home 这边是也不是算他们完全是孤儿但是他们就是有些孩子他们因为特殊的原因所以孩子被送到这个地方那这是一个私人机构所以完全是靠外面的奉献跟帮他们 修补一些房子 或者是供应一些食物家具
I believe we have an English slide in English that can translate so I would not take the time
我们都要翻译因为在这个上灯上面他们有就是有英文那可不可以请这一组要去五月份要去那边帮他们修房子 要去服侍的，可不可以请你们站起来，让我们可以帮你们祷告。
Many young adults need to come forward as well.
三位，六位，五位。
There's about 20 of them, right?
大概有20位左右，20来位。 And Bob too.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I believe how many is total eater? About 21 people are going.
大约21位会过去，就是要为他们祷告。那这个上面就是介绍，就是在他们在那边的服事。那我们可不可以请当地兄帮他们做个简单的祝祷告，送他们去。
天父，我们为了今天的母亲节感谢，为在你的圣灵的孕育中间，你把耶稣基督降生在我们中间，为了要帮助我们这些不配的人能够成为相信神的人，蒙你的恩典做子女，主这些这一波领域的青年人，他们从小就会受你的恩典。 也许在中年的时候才信你，他们越狱出去，为你的爱被牵遣出去来服侍这个地区的朋友们。他们离开家庭，住在那里的小朋友没有父母的爱，他们为了帮助他们，我们特别感谢你，感动他们的爱心去建立他们的小房子，或者是清洁院的用具。 我们在这里衷心的祝福他，使神大大的与他们同在，让他们在你的信心、爱心、能力、言语方面能够在那里发生功效。不要因为我们自己把他们扰乱了，所以我们在这求你给他们一个喜乐的心、服事的心、尊主伟大的心，来帮助他们成就你美善的工作。
我们全体教会为他们祷告，求主祝福他们，带领他们成就你所给他们的喜乐的工作。我们在祷告，感谢奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。谢谢，请坐。第二组是，简称是 YIA 是。 基督徒年轻人他们在 是看什么地方他们有些不适，就是每年请假他们都需要先受训练。那这些年轻人我们一共有几位？一共有六位要去训练。那训练完以后他们会六月七月会在堪城这个在就是城市里面这些孩子们有一些服侍的工作。那就是他们在这里可不可以请他们站起来让我们认识一下？有几位？有六位。一位 Timothy Chris 还有
Sandy
and Rosemary and Jackie 还有一位啊，
Sky
一共六位。你们可不可以请弟弟姐妹帮他们祝福？第三组是我们在七月份我们这边有四位年轻人他们会去台湾，是一个短期的宣道。那有 Mark will be there， 还有 Aiden Eder one more
Slide
Esther 是 Eder 的姐姐。
We also have a slide on that as well。
那因为去台湾，所以我们刚好有 Daryl。 You've been in Taiwan 5 years for a missionary. Could you bless me? And
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness to us and the reach of your arm around the world. And I thank you that this church is extending its reach into Taiwan. And we pray that you bless those who go. Thank you so powerfully in your name. Ministry by your power. And thank you by your spirit. So I ask that you anoint them even now.
Amen.
这是他们要去的时间，七月二号到十七号。第四组，是我们亲爱的五号弟兄跟素萍姐妹，他们已经，其实已经去了一年哈。神再把他们带回来，这短短的时间跟我们在一起，我觉得好宝贵。每一次我都在那边算时间。那他们会去这个地方是在香港北边的深圳。因为是求主保守带领他们，他们也是很快，希望可以把房子处理好，然后可以就是可以上路。所以求主保守祝福他们。可不可以请你们一家站起来？你们可以。有些人可能还不大认得的，可以。因为去中国，我们可不可以请周弟兄帮他们做祝福的祷告？
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你这里感动五号作品和他们的子女，带着你的使命要回到中国去。所以我们求你特别的给他们有恩典力量，包括他们，让他们所到之处把福音传出去，让他们所到之处把好的见证做出。
还有最后一组是我们这边，你还记得在5月12号去年快一整年了，就是在四川有大地震，那神也是感动这边的弟兄姐妹们有一点奉献，那我们祷告了好久，但是不晓得怎么送过去，但是现在神就是开路，一半就是由一位美国弟兄，他是 Randy Dolan， 他也来过我们当中好几次，他送一半过去，另外一半就是本来是冯牧师跟冯师母他们要过去可以送过去，那后来他们换了时间，那刚好我这一次有机会去要去中国，所以我会把另外一半送过去，但是现在送过去有一点就求子保守，因为猪流感，我希望不要在机场要住一个礼拜时间。我们可以请李弟兄帮我们跟 Randy 祷告。特别要让大家知道，就是有一位传道人是我们教会支持祷告的，就是 Dave Lovell， 他在台湾上个礼拜他匆匆忙忙的赶回来，就是因为他母亲去世，礼拜三早上被主接回去，所以我们为他们一家祷告，他们现在回来 Kansas City 的地方。你记得 Dave Lovell 吗？他来我们这边好几次，求主安慰他们，也是鼓励他们。
We will conclude today's worship with the song Lord's Prayer.
今天我们最后我们用这首诗歌做结束。
And we'll ask Reverend Song to give us benediction after that.
最后我们请冯牧师为我们做祝祷。
Let's all stand up and sing.
那我们一起起立，唱这首诗歌。
And we have some announcements. Go ahead, Robert. I'll translate for you.
有没有新来在我们当中的朋友或是弟兄姐妹，可以让我们认识一下？
I'd like to introduce the first timer, those friends who come is with us for the first time. The program has written prepared by the Lord. From the beginning to the end. Including the food you're about to take, it's volunteering, serving the love.
到分享到刚刚唱诗歌每一首都是弟兄姐妹们他们愿意在神面前摆上
It's put together with the love of the Lord, willing to serve the Lord.
神的家很美
So beautiful in the house of the Lord.
不要离开神的家
Do not leave the house of God.